Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking with Richard and just about a number of different things. We were talking about, you know, spring being the best time to fertilize for push production of bloom with a superphosphate. And you don't need to use a lot. It's not a heavy amount. There's really, it's like tablespoons amounts is what they're looking for you to do. Now, yep, go ahead.
Patrick, you know, that's an interesting question that a problem that I haven't figured out yet. My soil has a very high, when I had it tested, had a very high level of phosphate in it.
Yep.
So when I use fertilizer to fertilize the lawn, I use fertilizer that has a zero phosphate rating to it.
Yep.
But the interesting thing is that should I have to add phosphate to the soil when the soil naturally has a very high level of phosphate in it?
Well, so when you did the soil test, that's how you got the information. Did you was it for the lawn or was it for everything? And there any other?
I did a couple of tests, one for the lawn because that's a specific area, and I did one for the garden area where these daylilies are growing, and the phosphate level registered high in both of them. The interesting thing is that next to the daylilies, I'd say within a distance of 10 feet, there is a lace cap hydrangea that from the day that I planted it, has never bloomed, never produced flowers. And that's all in an area where the phosphate level is high. So there's something going on. The chemistry in my soil is not balanced correctly, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm not having the success with some of these plants flowering.
Well, I do think, you know, one of the things I would be looking at is just because it has the high phosphorus, what else is there? Sometimes mm-hmm. what can happen is certain things like magnesium being too high can actually trap all of that phosphorus there. But what it ends up doing is it doesn't actually release the phosphorus the way that it needs to be released to the plant. It kind of holds it versus releasing it.
Sure.
So, you know, I'd be interested to see if that was the case. Now, one thing I would look at doing for those areas is taking a look and see, you know, is it something else that's causing the damage? Because I feel as though it might end up being that the phosphorus just can't get where it needs to go.
Mm.
Okay, and easiest way to do that would be to use a product like Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, or sulfur from Natural Alternatives, right? Because that sulfur product, what it does is it cleans up any of the trapped nutrients that are there, releases them into the soil, and allows them to actually kind of start fresh. And that could be what's causing some of this, is that there's so many elements just stuck there that it's not doing everything it needs to do.
I see.
Because sometimes too much is obviously not good. And that's kind of what it seems like is happening here. So, yeah. So I would look at using like a pelletized gypsum, which is what the Love Your Soil, the sulfur really is it's a fast-acting gypsum. You know, we use gypsum sometimes to, salted areas that have salt by the street, putting that down to help break that so we're not worried about, you know, salt damage. This would be your fast-acting, so it's instantly working. As soon as it hits the ground, it's working.
Now, how often can I put that Love Your Soil down?
So that can be put down 3 times a season in 6-week intervals. Mm-hmm. And what that will end up doing is that could change the pH level. It could change all those things, because what it's doing is releasing those nutrients that are kind of just stuck. Right? So, so it, you know, that's why they say you can do it every 6 weeks, because after 6 weeks, it's kind of done its thing. And so a three-application, 6-week interval plan can really bring the levels back down to neutral, so you can adjust the way that it's necessary going forward. Because it seems like that the phosphorus, yes, it's high, but it might just be trapped there.
I see. Okay, well, thank you. That's very, very helpful.
No problem.
That's all I have for today. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too, Richard. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you're getting some rain in a little bit. It's nice to have it in the morning versus, you know, during the day where you have some things to do. Hopefully it stops so we can enjoy the outside, right? That's what we want to see. We want it early and then not often throughout the day. But it's good. It's good to have the rain. Anyways, we have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Mary Ann's in the mid-Michigan area.
All right. Mary Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call, Patrick. We have a problem with magnolia scale, and wondering what your recommendation for the best treatment is.
Okay. And it's probably infested at this point, would you say, all over it, or...?
Actually, we have several magnolias.
Okay.
And yes, not some worse than others, I'll put it that way.
Got it.
You can actually see the scale. Yep.
Okay, so the one thing you want to use at this time of year, and you want to do it when the temperatures are below 85, is to use a horticultural oil or an all seasons type oil, right?
Dormant oil?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right? So this could be used to kill the scale. It's listed to kill scale on there.
Really? And so, right now, if the temperature is below 85.
Yeah. So if it's going to get 85 or hotter during the day, I wouldn't use it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But if it's going to be a cooler day, definitely use it. Because it's an oil, right? So it's like putting oil on your skin and then going sitting out in the beach and expecting not to get a burn. It's the same thing for the plant, right? So that's why we don't want to use it after, you know, when it's 85 or hotter. But it's definitely a scale insect. Use, saturate the whole plant, cover it. And this is an organic, right? So you might need to do it every, like, 10 to 14 days until you get rid of some of it. What I would suggest doing is, you know, spraying it down. It doesn't necessarily knock the insects off the plant, right? But it will suffocate them. And they might just die right on the leaf or on the branch. So what you want to do about, you know, if you're going to spray every 10 to 14 days, maybe on the ninth day, wash the plant down so you get as much of that scale off of there. So then it has that whole day, the next day to dry at, you know, that rest of that day. And then the next day you spray with the oil. So you're getting any of the new scale that are there versus any of the insects that are dead.
Residue. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotcha. All right.
And this is definitely one that will also, you know, you can spray throughout the season, hence why it's named All Seasons Oil. I do have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight with me. We will be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Marianne, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, to just recap quickly, so I'm clear on this. You said to spray with a dormant oil when the temperature is below 85 degrees every 10 to 14 days. And roughly on the ninth day or somewhere in there, spray with just water to wash the residue of the dead scale off. Hopefully they're dead, some of them.
Yep.
And then just then let it dry a day and respray with the dormant oil. Really good coverage, you're saying, right?
Yep.
I mean, okay. Is there something about a crawler stage that where you spray the ground around the tree? Is there a drench or something, or will this, if we continue this spraying with a dormant oil, will we be able to get rid of that scale? Or
you should be able to get rid of the scale from this,
okay.
Because it does the all seasons oil will kill overwintering insects and their eggs.
By really hitting it with the dormant oil and keeping watch.
Yeah, and so one of the things I would look at doing is, you know, before the end of the season. Before it gets to like that freeze, spray the plant down, right? So that it will get everything that's there, and anything that's going to overwinter there can be hit before, you know, it starts to freeze, because they're alive, but what they do is they have a good way to overwinter by, you know, going into the ground or into the plant, the crevices of the plants, etc. So that's why I would say maybe towards the end of the season, spray it one more time so it helps get rid of anything that's going to maybe overwinter.
Okay. Would you spray the ground also at that time around the plant or around the tree?
You could, but the bigger thing is just the whole plant. Some of that drip is going to get onto the ground anyways.
Oh, sure. Okay. Then how early in the spring can you...
Well, so it is an all-seasons oil, so you could actually spray all year.
Oh, my.
If you wanted to. But early spring, as soon as you start to see the buds form.
Okay. But, be patient and stay with it, huh?
Pretty much. But you might be able to take care of it, by doing this a few times this year. Where it just gets rid of the infestation, and then it's really a preventative going forward. It's you know, you might end up just getting it taken care of this season.
Well, that would be great, because we have quite a few magnolias, and I've taken start, and I have a row in the garden of small trees. So, it was really disappointing because we haven't had problems for years, and all of a sudden, now that they're here, you know.
Yep.
So, there's hope then, what you're telling me.
Yes, no, there definitely is, and I think you'll be okay spraying a few times.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
No problem, Marianne. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks
again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about an hour and a half left in the show, so plenty of time if you have some questions. I know it's a heavy vacation week, so a lot of you might be out enjoying yourselves and just relaxing, right? Or maybe it's staying at home, doing some work there. You never know. Anyways, I'm going to give you the phone number one more time. The phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break and come back. More information on what to do in the garden this time of year. And we'll try to answer some of your questions. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA News Update. Breaking this Sunday morning, a mass shooting in Maryland. At least 2 people killed, dozens injured in South Baltimore. Witnesses saying that hundreds of people were gathered for an event. Some say they heard 20 to 30 shots fired. In other news, a record number of Americans on the move this 4th of July weekend, and this Sunday still delays at the nation's airports and plenty of traffic to contend with on the highways. The silver lining in all this, your barbecue Tuesday will be cheaper than last year.
According to the American Farm Bureau, families can expect to pay less than $68 for a party of 10. That's down 3% from last year's record high of $69.68. I'm Chris Caraggio.
We turn now to politics in the 2024 campaign and former President Trump holding a rally Saturday in Pickens, South Carolina. Some supporters say they'd love to see him pick Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis as his running mate. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, did you say we had some calls on the line, or were we waiting on some?
Yep, we've got two.
Awesome. Who's up next?
Paul's in Manchester.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Thanks for taking the call.
No worries.
We have about 37 hardy hibiscus plants in the yard around the pool and the landscape in the backyard. And this is the second year or maybe third year we're having insect issues where some of the plants actually right now it looks like skeletons. All the leaf has been eaten off the plant. Last year we had a couple plants. Seems to be getting worse this year. We probably have a half a dozen. Just wondering what your thoughts are and any suggestions on how to get this under control.
And when you say skeletonized, do you mean like eaten, or do you mean that it looks like a lot of the green has been pulled from the leaves by like a piercing, sucking type insect?
Well, it looks like it's eaten, like the branches of an individual leaf, like all that meat, all the around.
Gotcha.
That
okay.
Branches that are pretty much like a couple plants like gone.
Okay.
So
you know, you haven't seen, have you seen anything on it, or have you have you looked into
yeah,
it to
I've,
see
I've,
if
yeah I've seen like little green caterpillars. I've seen like a bug. It looks more like a beetle, but it's got a really shiny back on it. Kind of like not really an octagon, but and I've seen little black flies with like a red head.
Yep.
I've seen a few of those. So
your biggest, the one that's doing the most damage here on those plants is actually the caterpillar, right?
Okay.
That caterpillar is doing the most damage, and the best way to get rid of that caterpillar is by Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, right? So it's got
okay.
Spinosad in the as the active ingredient. And this one you can buy at a hose end spray. It sounds like you said you had 37 hardy hibiscus.
Yeah,
Yeah, so it's not it's not something you want to use like a trigger spray and go around each one. I would look at getting the hose end version so you can attach it right to the hose and spray down the entire plant. This will kill the caterpillars on contact. It also kills beetles on there. So any of those beetles that are kind of flying around, it'll take care of. This is probably the biggest thing to use. One other thing I would do is look at fertilizing them with like a liquid fertilizer, because, you know, you might have fertilized them in the spring or done something like as a granular form. But what's happening is because of this infestation from the insects, it is weakening the plant a little bit. So we want to make sure that the plant is stronger. Right.
Okay.
And so you spray it, you get rid of the cause, but you want to give something back. So look at maybe using like a Neptune's Harvest or, you know, some of the Dram products. They have like a fish and seaweed as well. Those types are the ones that you would want to do right at this point to give back to the plant so it can try to regrow some of those leaves, right?
Okay.
And so this, the Captain Jack's is organic, so it's only going to have a residual of about, you know, maybe 10 to 14 days, right? So you're going to need to spray it for a second time, right? So at that 10 to 14 day span, that's about the time you would do it. You know, the reason why I'm going, so that you could use another product, but to be honest, the best for caterpillars and the beetle together is this Captain Jack. So I wouldn't even look at a synthetic. Okay. And you said it's around a pool too, right? So you wouldn't want to, you know, spray that in that. So, again, 7 to 10 days. I know I said 10 to 14. I was thinking of an oil, whereas this could be 7 to 10 days to really get it under control. Now, do you have a lot of, like, I'm assuming no because it's by a pool, but are there a lot of, like, trees around the area that could have something?
I mean, we do have a couple rows of Sharons. We have a Japanese maple tree by the fence. But most, you know, we have maybe a couple of azaleas in the banking.
But nothing major that's like above those, right? Nothing like right above the hibiscus. The hardy?
No, they're pretty much wide open, full sun all day long.
Okay.
Where we put them.
Because the reason why I ask is sometimes what happens is the, you know, canopy type tree that's the highest, that's above, plants, could have the caterpillars, and they're eating up there, and then they drop down because they just put like that, it, you know, it looks like a web from like a spider, right? And they just can fly in the wind and go to that area. So anything that's close to those that, you know, and I'd say maybe 20, 30 feet, I would spray those as well, just as a precaution, to just make sure they're taken care of, that, you know, they didn't start there and then blow in the wind to those hibiscus. Just as a precaution the first time. The second time when you go to reapply, just do the hibiscus.
Okay.
Okay.
So this product is pretty much safe to use on any tree or shrub? Yeah.
Yeah. This is,
okay.
It's organic. It's basically, so the Captain Jack's was found with at a rum plant. It was left over in the soil and they found it. I can't remember the exact details, but they found it in the soil and it's organic. So if you look at the bottle, Captain Jack is on there with like a Hawaiian shirt. That's the idea because they found it. And then the reason why they call it Dead Bug Brew is because they found it at a, an alcohol. It was like a molasses, like from molasses, all those things. It's like they're trying to play off of where they found it.
That's pretty cool.
So it's really organic.
Okay, great. Will this product have any effect on, the buds that will form in probably like August?
So it shouldn't affect them for this at this time. The one thing that I would do is say there's an issue leading into that time. don't spray it during the day. And even right now, I would say don't spray it during the day. Spray it at night, right as, you know, the sun's starting to pop down. That way, it doesn't affect any of the pollinators. Because it is, even though it's organic, it can harm some of the beneficial insects. It doesn't kill them, but it can harm it in a way where it just affects their flying. So that's why you don't want to do it during the day, because if you do it at night, it allows it to dry in there, and it doesn't have the residual effect where if a beneficial was on it, that it would affect it. It would be more if it was sprayed on contact where it would have an issue.
Okay. And one more question.
Sure.
So these organic products are more preferred over using like something like systemic, correct? Because systemic will kill, once it's in the plant, it kills bees. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing, right? The systemic, especially in Massachusetts, and I know you're in New Hampshire, but in Massachusetts, yeah. Our systemic, the only one we really have left is acephate. The ones that really worked and translocated through the plants quickly, which was imidacloprid, was the big issue that they would find. If it sits there, it could affect the pollinators that way. Okay. Whereas the acephate does not show that same type. So that's why, you know, a lot of the systemics are not the same as they used to be, and they've been kind of taken off the market in this area. And it's inevitably will be across the country. I think it's in a few states at this point. But the systemic, I don't think it's as effective as spraying when you see the caterpillar. You could look at, you know, you said this is the second year this happened. Is that what you said? So what I'd look for you to do early spring to prevent this, there's a product out there called BT, or the BT product can be used to kill caterpillars in their young state. So when the caterpillars are in their first and second instar, which means they're basically just forming, and that's usually about the time before leaf bud happens, all these things, right as it's starting to go on, you can spray with this BT to kill them so they don't get to the caterpillar form. Because what we're doing right now is curative instead of preventative. And so BT... Okay. Is the one that you would want to use early. So
we cut down these plants, or I cut down these plants all the way to the ground in winter. So when do I start, like as soon as they start, like I see growth coming out of the ground, is that when I would hit it, or would I wait till they're like a foot tall? Or
I'd wait till they're about a foot tall, because when they come up, they just like pop up, and then they don't have fully grown leaves yet, right? Yeah. They just kind of like pop up, get there. But you're looking to kill the caterpillar when they're young. In that early stage, it will kill when they are the actual caterpillar. But the best way to do it is as a preventative matter, right? And do it prior to it. And, you know, I think I'm trying to look at the back of the label here, because it used to actually say right on it, first and second instars, which is the early forms of that caterpillar that you're getting. And so you want to do it early.
All right. Do these caterpillars nest in the ground? Is that why it's progressively getting worse over the years?
They can
spray in the ground too. Yeah.
So that's the problem is they don't necessarily spray in the ground when they lay eggs. They could be all over the place. They could be in other areas. So it's not just like right then and there. I think we start by controlling what's there, and then we start by preventing in the spring and continuing on, and you'll start to see less of a problem. The other thing I'd want you to, you know, not that we want to hope for it, but more snow cover and a more consistent cold weather where it doesn't warm up and then get cold, warm up, then get cold, is actually more beneficial to us than the insects. So what it will do is it will actually kill them in the overwintering stages.
Okay. All right, great. Well, I appreciate you sharing your knowledge. Thank you very much.
No problem, Paul. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about 50 seconds before the break here, so I'm not going to introduce the next call. I know I have a couple, and I appreciate you guys hanging tight for me. I'm just going to cut you right off as soon as you start talking, and I hate doing that. That's one of my pet peeves here. So anyways, it's got a bunch of rain this morning. It's good for our garden because coming up this next week, it's going to be real hot. Looking like Thursday, Friday, 90s. Next week in the 80s. Excuse me, the following week. So, really got to keep an eye out on it. So, this weather might not be great, but it's good. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. No.
Want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in Dennis, Mass.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks so much. I have a weeping beech that's 50 to 65 years old. It hasn't been hit yet with the beech blight, but a lot of them down here on the Cape are getting taken down.
Yep.
I was wondering if you've heard, is there anything they can do to prevent it? It's a stunning specimen.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. There's not as much information out there as there could be, in my opinion. Especially for the areas that it's found, right? Because it's caused mostly by a foliar nematode.
Yes.
Right? And a lot of products that we use don't harm nematodes, right? Because that's the idea, is we want the beneficial nematodes to do this, right? So it's not like an easy one. So some of the research I found is there is a, they actually recommend using a phosphor, a potassium fertilizer, right, that has a heavy potassium in it, and it actually has helped with creating a healthier tree.
Correct. And I read about that too, and I was hoping somebody would confirm that, and you have. Thank you.
Just some of the reading that I've done, like there's an article URI did that really describes it, that I think is probably the best information on it. It's just, there's no like spray. It's not like we can just go out there and be like, oh, yeah, use Captain Jack's and it's all set, right?
No, I know.
So it's really about making sure your plants are healthy, right? Taken care of. Because I think that part of it will end up killing the tree eventually. I mean, so the other problem is some of the systemic, the better systemic is no longer on the market in Massachusetts in imidacloprid, right? Can that get rid of some of the nematodes that might get there? There's a possibility. I'm not sure if acephate would work the same way. I don't think so, because acephate's basically the replacement when it comes to a systemic. But again, I think creating a healthier tree is one of the ways to go with this. But I know, I know it's a nematode, and a lot of the products we use protect the nematode when you spray it. So it's hard. It's not like a simple, easy one to do. But from what I've read so far on this, it's really about getting the tree healthy and stronger that way.
What about foliar spraying it with potassium? Was it potassium or phosphorus?
It's potassium. So it's weird, but when the article kind of actually shows that it the way it says it, you think it's the phosphorus. That could be something to do. I'm not sure. I would almost treat it to like a disease, as a preventative for a disease as well, because of what it shows, right? I don't know. I'm learning about this one a little bit as we go, because I haven't heard about it until more recently in the past, like, month or so. As it's become more prevalent in the area, because the Cape, it's just inundated everywhere. I'm going to have to do a little bit more research and kind of find out, but I think the best way is to get it healthy with that potassium, because it goes all around. It's the all-around health that it's looking to do. It usually does affect younger trees. It does more damage on younger trees than it does on the rest. What I'd also look
it's
for you to do...
It's a very healthy tree. I will say that. So
here's what I want you to do.
The 3rd year.
If you have time, hang tight with me, because I want to go over it a little bit more, because I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.